Time to play our mystery guest game. We have a nice prize if you can identify the mystery guest. Let me demonstrate how this works. You ask questions, and if you get a yes, you can continue asking. You get a no, we have to go to the next caller at 312-981-7200. And if you think you know who it is, you can guess outright, the name. But you may want to wait till you hear a few clues. Let me help you out a little bit, and I'll demonstrate how the game works. Good morning, mystery guest. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and obviously the guest has disguised his or her voice. Are you half of a duo?
I don't like to think of it that way, but yeah, I guess so.
Okay, and would your partner, your sometimes partner, also be famous?
Yeah, he definitely thinks he's famous.
Are you Steve Dahl?
I'm not sure. Let me ask my mother.
I'll take that as a no, and that would mean I can't guess anymore, and we would go to the next call. That's how the mystery game works. All right, you ready to play?
Okay.
312.
I'm ready.
Let's find out if the listeners are. 312-981-7200, and our first contestant is Diane from Highland Park. Go ahead, Diane. Begin your questioning.
Was your show a police officer of some sort?
Was your show, you're assuming the mystery guest is an actor.
I'm sorry. Was our actor a police officer?
No, but I've been arrested a lot.
All right. Nice try, Diane.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Dan in Schaumburg. Your turn, Dan.
Are you in movies?
Well, I got some home movies, but I'm not allowed to show them to anybody.
We'll take that as a no. All right, 312-981-7200 if you want to question the mystery guest. And the contestants are lining up. Let me throw in another clue here if I can. Are you perhaps musically inclined?
Well, yeah, my mother thinks so.
No, definitely. I'd say definitely yes. Okay. Okay. I get to ask another question, but instead I'll let Henrietta do it, calling from Wheeling. Go ahead.
Good morning. Is this Gary Meyer?
Who's Gary Meyer?
that means no. Sorry about that. Good try. Lenny in Hudson, Illinois. Go ahead, Len.
I want to take a wild guess that it's Dan Hampton.
No, it isn't. Oh, I'm sorry. I should let the mystery guest answer. Are you Dan Hampton?
I think you already know the answer. That would be a big no.
Rita in Wheeling.
Oh.
Go ahead.
I don't know who it is.
I'm sorry, what?
I can't remember who it is.
Oh, okay. You can't remember who it is. Let me ask the mystery guest. Mystery guest, do you remember who you are?
Only every once in a while.
Okay,
I
ask his mother.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, thanks, Rita. Appreciate you listening. I'll tell you what I'm going to do here. I am going to reveal the mystery guest's identity because I want to have some time to chat with our mystery guest. Here's a good clue. Why don't we play... Well, let's listen to the mystery guest's famous song, one of many famous songs he did with his partner, and then we'll talk to the mystery guest. Great song from Hall & Oates, and here he is, a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the American Songwriters Hall of Fame, John Oates. John, good to have you with us today.
Oh, Thanks. I guess I can stop disguising my voice.
Yes, you can. And we look forward to seeing John here in this area, and we will be giving away tickets shortly. And it's the Genesee Theater, Thursday, May 25th in Waukegan. Should be a great show. And before we talk about a lot of your solo work, too, John, that song that we just played. Now, I once read somewhere that was about some romantic problems that you and Daryl were having. Is that right?
Well, sort of. I mean, you know, he had gone through a separation, and I had met this girl just really casually, and I asked her to go out on New Year's Eve. This was 1972, and she never showed up on New Year's Eve. So I figured, well, if she's not showing up tonight, she's probably gone. And I thought, oh, well, she's gone. And then I started writing this chorus, and I'm really glad you played that part of the song, because that's one of my favorite parts of the song, that big modulation that goes up to another key, and that song is just one of those songs that has stood the test of time.
It sure has. What a great song, what a great version by our mystery guest, John Oates. And John, you're such a great songwriter. Do you enjoy doing other people's material like this?
Well, you know, I haven't done a lot of covers, but boy, you know, I do, actually. It's fun for me to try to make them my own if I can, you know, without kind of messing with the original idea. And that's a delicate balancing act, you know. You want to make it your own, but you got to respect the original song. So this, I came up with the idea to cover Wonderful World, of course, you know, one of the greatest songs of all time. But during the pandemic, you know, I was just thinking, I want to sing something positive. And since I couldn't write one, I figured I'd just do that one.
Yeah, a great Louis Armstrong hit. The fourth single from John Oates' series of tracks that he's releasing each month. And John will be at the Genesee Theater Thursday, May 25th. That should be a great show in Waukegan. We were talking earlier about the passing of Gordon Lightfoot, another great songwriter. Were you a fan, John?
Yes, I was, and I've seen him perform a number of times, you know, and I knew of, you know, a bunch of folks who worked with him in Canada, and he was a national treasure in Canada. Well, national, he's a treasure all over the world for, you know, people, but he was great. Just one very unique and really amazing, and I'm glad I got to see him perform back in the day.
A little bit about the John Oates background. You went to Temple University, and that's where you met Daryl Hall. But you were playing music before that, and before you started playing in college bands with Daryl, correct?
Yeah, you know, I was a musician ever since I've been a little kid. I started singing as a baby, literally. I've got recordings of me singing, you know, when I was 4 years old, and I played guitar from the time I was six, and really it's the only thing I've ever done in my life. I've been very blessed and fortunate to be a musician my whole life and do what I love. So, yeah, you know, it's I played a lot of folk music, a lot of traditional American blues and roots music, and of course, you know, in the early days of rock and roll, you know, I kind of grew up with rock and roll because I'm kind of the same age.
Yeah.
And you know, and so it's been great to be part of this whole rock and roll tradition and then of course become a professional, you know, years later.
And I know you're doing all this great solo work. Do you stay in touch with Daryl?
Oh yeah, we're in touch, but you know, we've been together for over 50 years, and it's you know, we just want to do something different. And he's got a tour that he's doing, a solo tour, and I'm touring all over the world with this show I'm calling An Evening of Songs and Stories. And basically, it's an acoustic night evening. I'm just on stage with a good friend of mine who's a percussionist, and I tell a lot of stories about, you know, how the songs were written. It's very intimate, very real, organic type show, and you know, it's a lot of fun to break it all down and make it as you know, as real as possible. It's kind of like I bring my living room right onto the stage. That's kind of the feel.
Well, you got a lot to talk about. Something like 21 albums and 20 top 40 hits. Yeah, that's a lot of great music. And looking at your background, John, it's kind of interesting. Besides playing music from an early age, you were quite a wrestler, weren't you?
I was a wrestler. You know, I'm small, but I'm strong. And I was a wrestler all through. I started in junior high, and I happened to be, you know, I grew up in a small town in Pennsylvania that was a hotbed of wrestling. And I don't know if you know anything about wrestling. Pennsylvania is one of the hotbeds of, you know, high school, college wrestling. And so I did pretty well. Won the district championships and league championships a number of times. And then I went to college on a wrestling scholarship, but I didn't last more than one match. I got tired of losing weight. I said, I'm gonna keep playing my guitar. I think I got a better future with the guitar.
Were you thinking at one time of a career in journalism?
I went to journalism school because writing has always come easy to me. It doesn't matter what type of writing it is. And to be honest with you, I was looking for the path of least resistance. I was trying to get through school and play music on the side. So I was a journalism major, a radio, television, and film major, and I was very much interested in film as well. It was just like I said, I got through it, got the degree, and then moved on from there.
A lot of us look for the path of least resistance, believe me.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about this Hall & Oates hotline that people call all the time?
Yeah, sure. It's been out there for a long, long time. It's got probably well over 5-6 years. It's a guy. It's actually not us, believe it or not. It has nothing to do with me and Daryl, other than the fact that they use our music. It's a guy from Silicon Valley who was trying to promote his business. And he came up with the idea, and at first we thought, hey, we can't let this guy do this. And then we thought, wait a minute, this is free advertising. And so we just let it happen. And people seem to love it. They always comment on it.
Let me sneak in one more bit of music here before we let John Oates go. This is from the movie About Last Night. Let's listen to a little bit of it, and then we'll talk about it. Shape of Things to Come, great song, great movie, and I would think a lot of people would be after you, John, to write movie music. You want to do more of that?
Well, funny you should say, you should ask. I just did music for a new movie called Gringa, which has just been released just this past weekend, and it's available on the streaming platforms. It's Gringa. It's about a young girl from Southern California whose mom dies in a car accident, and she goes to Mexico to find her estranged father. And it's a great movie. It's got Steve Zahn and Rosalind Sanchez and Judy Greer and a cast of great Mexican actors. And it's just I did 4 or 5 songs for that movie. So you can check it out if you want. And I'm actually going to release one of the songs as part of my streaming thing that I'm doing, where, you know, all the songs are available on Apple and Amazon and Spotify and Pandora and all that.
And also available at the Genesee Theater, John Oates, May 25th in Waukegan. Thanks for being our mystery guest. Really enjoyed talking to you today, and hope to see you in Waukegan, John.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it, man.
Be well. Thank you.